Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we have an answer for our backpack story. It is interesting and bizarre, but finally Brian's mystery backpack left on his porch. He finally found out who it was, where he was, and what the story was behind it. First, the top 10 of women who would like to have sex with me the least, or most disgusted to have sex with me. We get to number one. A new champion is crowned. First, LifeLock. 83% of people plan to shop online this holiday season. But the FBI got nearly 300,000 online theft complaints in 2017. Imagine how many they're going to get this year. Before you click the buy button, remember, some websites are created by people who just want your credit card data and other personal information. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft is another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You don't want to miss out. You could have your identity stolen. If you're just monitoring your credit, you're going to. Focus, people. LifeLock. They detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number on sale on the dark web, and you don't want that. It's almost 2020. Let's protect ourselves with LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No, to prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, LifeLock can see threats you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. That's call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
Yeah, you heard Dick. It's time for month 8 of Adam's Monthly Nut. December shipment includes a Pinot Protector wine condom. We at Corolla Drinks practice safe drinking. A man show beer stein commemorating a great TV show and a time less woke. You'll also get 3 samples of super fat keto nut butters to stave off the need for a burrito at lunch. Of course, a bottle of Mangria or 33 wines and a shrimp diviner. The perfect gift to show someone just how much you love them. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Yo, Ace Man, I do med gas plumbing in hospitals. I just got done doing a job in the ED department in San Luis Obispo. Guy walked in with Chihuahua, said it was a service animal, sat in the waiting room to get booked. Another guy walked in with a husky, service animal. And I asked the security guard, hey, man, what's up? And he said, we are only allowed to ask 2 questions. Is it a service animal? Is it trained to do a specific task? They say yes, he's got to let him in. Fucking emergency department with 2 dogs sitting in it. Get it on, man.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
We, as a society, have sort of wrung out the keeping up with the Joneses or putting up, making a good impression, yeah, or sort of caring what others thought about us, whether you spoke a certain way or dressed a certain way or conducted yourself in a certain way. This whole fucking self-esteem movement has gone from inside out instead of outside in. We used to live in a society where it's like people cared about appearances a lot. Like when somebody came into your home, yeah, and the home was messy, somebody felt shame.
You're devastated. Yeah.
Right? We got rid of shame a little too early.
Right, because we decided...
a little too hasty.
What we did with shame is we some asswipe who did the whole fucking self-esteem thing, somebody made this proclamation 21 years ago, you can't judge. And with that statement also went shame. Because if nobody's judging, then there is no product. No. There's no byproduct of judging, which is shame. And now we have a bunch of fucking adult males getting on Southwest flights in flip-flops and a bunch of people bringing dogs into emergency rooms. But we never would have crossed our mind. I grew up petting people's dogs that were tied up in front of supermarkets or tied up in front of a bank. Last time you saw that? The last time I took Phil for a walk and got a haircut because he is tied up in front because I don't bring him into any of these places except for the I get my twice a year I get my eyebrows waxed. Those fucking chicks come when Phil walks in. It's all a bunch of middle-aged broads and Phil, they go fucking nuts. Yeah. It is a sexual experience for them. Like Phil comes trotting in and they're like, Phil, and they get down and they
Phil knows it? Does Phil have a little bit of an inkling?
His tail's wagging, man. His tail's wagging. They're having a fist fight over who's going to get him water. You know what I mean? Get him water. He needs water. And they go bananas. As a matter of fact, the few times, like there are times when I got the appointment at the eyebrow place. And I tell Matt, you know, make it for 4 o'clock. I'll be on my way home and I'll be coming home from work and I'll go, shit, I don't have Phil.
Yeah, they don't want you showing up.
They don't want me without Phil. And the other half of the time it'll be, you know, 11 in the morning and I'll take Phil for a walk and I'll tell you. And I like go, God damn it, should I go home and get Phil and then just turn around? It's way out of the way. I'm already running late. But the look of disappointment on these women's faces, if I walk in there without Phil, they're like, oh, it's
you don't
just
want them
you.
Working on you.
It's just you. Mm-hmm. So, also, if you're ever getting your eyebrows waxed and you hear these words, you want me to do your ears as well? Answer, yes. It'll be the best $13. Because evidently there's an issue.
They wouldn't have asked. That
you are aware of. Yeah. They would never ask. There's, would you like some more Parmesan? And would you like me to do yours? Those are the.
Always yes.
Those are my always yes. Yeah. Those are my always yes.
You know, when you talk about we don't keep up with the Joneses anymore. You know what else we don't do? In fact, we do the exact opposite. We're not encouraged to put on a brave face.
Right.
We're encouraged to put on a scared face.
Right. So I wanted a dog. I never had a dog, but you had to size up the dog that was in front of the supermarket when I was a kid because you didn't know.
Yeah.
If it was Road Warrior's dog, you know, it was a little touch and go, but there's a lot of, things. Can I go pet this dog out front? Mm. But, I travel on, I take a walk to get my hair cut, take a walk to get the brow thing. I take a walk to go to the supermarket sometimes. I just time up out front.
Not afraid he's going to be gone when you get back?
No, not worried about a lot of abductions as it pertains to dogs. I know it's a owner's nightmare.
Yeah.
But
any town, just like yours.
Not worried about it. Someone inevitably puts a bowl or something underneath him, a little water in a paper plate or something underneath him.
So you're encouraging kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
You want to talk about, pussy magnet, but it's not hot 22-year-old, you know, Spice Girl pussy. It's post-menopausal. You know, got to get my roots dyed, pussy. But you take Phil down that sidewalk, man, chicks' panties just melt off. They're like, who's your dog? They get down, and then Phil always gets up and starts licking them in the face. They're like, and I'm like, hey, you don't even know this dog.
Doesn't matter.
Licking away.
No strangers.
How long till the term owner is no longer acceptable?
Oh, well, in the NBA, it's out.
Yeah.
It's already out in the NBA. So these are things. Bringing your dog on an airplane or NBA owners not being able to be called team owners. If you would have gone back 20 years and just talked to a version of you 20 years ago, you'd be like,
it'd be confusing.
I have no idea. You can't bring a dog on a plane. They outlawed smoking on planes. Who's dog?
I guess if you own the plane. Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
What? What's the dog for? It's, you know, do people feel good? With their dog?
Yeah, but what's it for on the plane?
It's a service. It's a dog that makes people feel better.
You mean, I saw
themselves.
A story on 2020, like the hospital dogs that go and visit the sick kids?
No,
plane full of sick
it's
children?
Just their dog. Oh. Just regular dog. Mm-hmm.
And are you stowed away with the dog under the plane? Because that's where you put dogs.
No, they're just against the bulkhead while I'm getting yelled at because my backpack is sitting against the bulkhead on the other side of the island, and they're explaining to me why that's so dangerous while the Mastiff sits at the bulkhead in front. Huh. I mean, we have a picture of that, don't we, Max Brown? I think we went to Seattle. It's like a lot of...
It's an undercover drug-sniffing dog then, right?
No. Just
like a marshal, an air marshal.
Yeah, it's just an air marshal. Super weak people want to travel with their dog for free. Oh. All right. Do we have Mr. Brightside? Do we have an intro?
Yes, give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Life got you down? Can't catch a break? Thinking about ending it all? Well, don't. Let Adam turn your frown upside down. It's time for Mr. Brightside.
All right. Let's talk to Jamie, 33, in Las Vegas. Jamie?
Hey. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Doing fucking fantastic.
You out in Henderson?
Fuck no.
You're just in Vegas.
On the strip.
Don't insult him. Top of the stratosphere.
Like the east side.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy used to live in Vegas. I wonder where his place was versus your place. Jimmy had a guy in a car bash through his rear wall and die.
What?
Speaking of things at home that are kind of weird.
Cars that aren't supposed to be there.
Drunk driver, you know, like his back of his house was up against the highway kind of thing. Yeah. Cinder block wall, you know, like drunk driver hops the curb, dies in the car in your backyard.
Oh, damn.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. Also had his dog, Fluffy, drown in the pool.
That Jesus. You love to bring up as a joke from time to time.
I always laugh hysterically.
A lot of death really, in that backyard.
It really hates it. Yeah.
Cursed Indian burial.
It's a regular ceremony.
Pet cemetery.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Jamie.
So, you know, I always liked you a lot. Used to interview Norm MacDonald quite a bit, and he's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah.
But, you know, recently I've seen you're in a movie with, I don't know, Ben Shapiro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although.
How the hell did that come around?
You don't sound pleased, Jamie.
Somebody asked me
about less sad than irritated.
I wanted to be in a movie, and then I
it
made
is
a movie.
It's depressing, man. After these amazing interviews with Norm, I got to like sit this 5'2 midget with these bigoted views. That's very bizarre to me.
Would it be better if he was tall with bigoted views?
Yeah, you don't want a giant bigot because he'll crush you in his hand.
Lording over you.
I suppose a micro bigot is better than that. But, let me read you a tweet from Ben Shapiro here.
All right, read us a tweet.
All right. Israelis like to build, Arabs like to bomb crap and live in open sewage.
Mm.
This is not a difficult issue. Settlements rock.
Mm. They like to.
I'm pretty sure every single Arab likes that.
So would you like...
Arabs are responsible for creating algebra, if you don't know that.
Algebra? Well,
you got to give us something better than that.
Mm. Yeah.
And we all hate that.
That's pretty important, I think.
Yeah. Well...
Seems like kind of... not a sewage.
By the way,
breeding.
I'm sorry. This is right up there with you know. A woman invented whiteout. Oh, one of the top 10 inventions of all time. That's
no,
just past the space shuttle. All right. So, Jamie.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro has to keep kosher, which is a pain in the ass. I mean, that's a part time job right there. Having
two dishwashers, two sinks.
Keeping kosher, pain in the ass. The man is plagued by life. You have to keep kosher. Got to put that yarmulke on before you leave the house. I could never keep up with that. It's a small hat, but it's got to be clipped on. It's more work than a regular size hat.
Yeah,
it's a ball cap you put
just
on with
right
confidence.
On. Yeah.
Yarmulke, you got to clip on because a gust of wind could take it off.
It's like a bar of soap.
And I was just over at his facility. Peeled one off in the bathroom, by the way, Jamie. That's for you.
Toilet seat up or down?
That's for all my Arab brothers. Lid down. Oh, that's how badass I am. Oh, yeah.
Did you paint Adam with hair?
What did you wipe your ass with?
Full Rorschach, man. Huh? I used
Which hand did you wipe your
didn't
ass
use,
with?
Didn't use a hand. Used Shapiro's yarmulke.
Damn.
He has a yarmulke.
That's
you know they have the dispensers for the toilet seat covers? Yeah. He has one for yarmulkes in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, well, but he has a lot of Jews work there. Sometimes wind blows up. They forget. You just peel one down.
So that's what happened to the hole in the middle of the ass gasket.
That has been fashioned into a yarmulke.
I see.
Yeah, and there's a dispenser.
Okay.
It's no different.
That's what they mean by shithead, then.
Yes, that's what they
Jamie
mean by
coming in hot.
And He has a lot of security because he's constantly being threatened
by the Jamies of the world
with death. And, you know, the black Israelites just shot up the kosher market. That's so, right. You know, poor guy's got to have security. The guy can't go to a movie
with
his.
I'm sure he's afraid of all the androgynously named individuals out there.
Like Jamie.
He has legitimate concerns for his safety because a lot of people make a lot of threats. So imagine that. You have to eat kosher.
Right.
You have to strap on the yarmulke. And then if you want to go see a movie, you have to have some guy go with you who
your
you
detail.
Pay because you're for your physical safety. So he's miserable. And if he's listening to this, he just found out about the yarmulke.
High chair everywhere you go is probably pretty tough. I can see it.
All right, Jamie. Good luck.
I'd say maybe switch Jewish Ben's. Just go to Ben Mankiewicz.
Oh,
yeah, go to Ben Mankiewicz.
Ben.
Yeah,
there's a
Ben we can all agree on. All right, I'm going to give you some Tommy John's for your effort.
That should help.
And you'll never go back. By the way, once you go Tommy John, I will send that. We have put him on hold. Give him out there. Yeah, Tommy John gifting season finally here. Save your holiday season. I got to tell you, I do not do anything but Tommy John. I don't know how everyone else is around here. I know Mike Lynch, when he was staying at my place, was talking about ordering more Tommy John.
Taking these socks.
Those
are for Jamie.
Who's Jamie?
My nanny told me it's time for more Tommy John undershirts. I'm wearing one right now. The undershirts are great. The underpants are, you won't go back. And the socks, it's all there. It all works. It's all the best. Lightweight, breathable fabrics, yes.
I am wearing Tommy John underwear right now.
Prove
the
it.
The women's ones are silky, and they have no visible panty lines, and they're awesome. So are the bras.
I've said the same thing about Tommy John as I sort of said about Porsche. It's like when Porsche makes a mountain bike. You know it's good.
They know
it's
the right.
It's Porsche.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know the stitching on the Tommy Johns is done by Dr. Frank Job, who was the first one to do Tommy John surgery.
Wow.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, straight down the seam.
Tommy
right around
John.
The zipper.
Eliminate the visible panty lines for the women, plus no wedgie guarantee. It's the best. It's Tommy John. Right, Dawson?
Leave the jingling to the bells and give the gift of comfort this holiday with limited edition gifts like loungewear and pajamas and underwear from Tommy John. Plus, save 20% on your first order when you visit TommyJohn.com/Adam. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off.
Oh, there's the giant dog.
God. It's like a dragon.
That's across from where me and Mike were sitting, and we were being told no. The biggest hassle in the world is you can't put the backpack at your feet. You're at the bulkhead.
Yeah.
Safety hazard.
Then you have to like pull junk out of it. You think you're going to open my earbuds and my pen. Yeah, I want a pen and a buck. I'm thinking, sir, we're taking off.
Can we stow that for you?
If I stow it, it's going to be an hour before I can get to it again.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that there's junk. I got some pack of jerky in there and some stuff and whatever. She's got this huge dog just sitting against the bulkhead.
It's like a buffalo. It's giant.
Okay. Here's my whole thing. The day you've signed off on the lady bringing her 85-pound dog to sit against the bulkhead is the day you have to stop telling me it's dangerous to have a backpack in front of me against the bulkhead.
Yeah.
A bulkhead. Let's just be consistent.
And now, do you know if the dog was sensitive to sunlight or did she shut the shade?
I don't know. All right. Top 10 women most disgusted to have sex with, Adam.
Well, the we got final it. 10.
The final 10. This is it. This is what we're all waiting for. This is going to dominate the water cooler talk.
Each sponsor's release?
This is breaking it.
Yes.
As Dawson's,
each one.
As Dawson's heating this up, breaking news. Gina's friends were notified of their honor. Mm. And I really shouldn't be saying this, but, you know, they were all, you know, all the reactions you thought, like, oh my God, this is so exciting, and ew, gross, Adam.
Who's Adam Carolla?
But one dissent in the text said, I'd have sex with him. Does that disqualify us?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did she say it in that voice?
She's not our friend anymore, so we could keep the list pure because we didn't want to hamper the
sanctity.
Legitimacy, thank you, of this
also,
list.
Also, save you some money when you go out to dinner because this one was an eater.
They all are insatiable.
She outgrew our relationship, literally. All right, here we go.
Big fat person.
No, quite lovely.
All right, is this number 10? You want to? Number 10 brought to you by Semi-Gloss Paint. Let some other sap risk it all on glossy. Get semi-gloss.
Well, we've winnowed down to the top 10 women
Yeah.
who would be most disgusted to have sex with Adam. Based on your votes on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, many of these women would rather be on Schindler's List than this list. But before we go through the top 10, let's look at some of the more clever single vote getters and wish them better luck next year. If you nominated this person, feel proud that you're an out-of-the-box thinker when it comes to which boxes Adam shouldn't be in. She'd have more fun with a colonoscopy scope in her than Adam's phallus. Katie Couric, with a single vote. She definitely deserved a place on the list. Let's hope her candidate gets more than one vote in 2020. Former DNC chairman, woman Donna Brazile. If Adam had sex with her, she'd use 16 candles to light herself on fire. Molly Ringwald.
Yes. Not bad, not bad.
That was very good.
A fictional character, but still a funny idea. I'll skip the beaver pun. June Cleaver would be disgusted to have sex with Adam.
I don't know. I feel like we'd have some common ground, me and June.
You both like airplane.
Get into porn in the valley.
On to the top 10. Now that she's out of the race, she'll have plenty of time for the nonstop showering she'll do after having sex with him. Number 10, Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Staying political, let's hope her campaign goes well, surging from 55 last year to number 9 in 2019. Her spirit would be Brocahontas, Elizabeth Warren.
It's accurate.
Accurate.
And you guys are just gross. Number 8, Greta Thunberg.
Oh, come on.
Number 7, guaranteed to make the list. Though she would think being in the top 1% would be classist. If Adam had sex with her, she'd go from AOC to R.I.P. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Wasn't she last year's defending champion?
Yeah.
She slipped.
She was named Sports Illustrated's 2019 Sports Person of the Year.
That's right. Megan.
But that pales in comparison to the honor of being number 6 on the list of women most disgusted to have sex with Adam. She'd enjoy a boning from him as much as he enjoys soccer. Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah.
Angry.
Layers there.
Perfect
layers.
Photo.
The only way she'd be more disgusted to have sex with Adam is if she found out he was Israeli. She's part of the squad, and she'd want to be part of a suicide squad.
Oh, come on.
Debuting on the list at number 5, Ilhan Omar.
Number 5? She loves this country. Boy, is she a fan.
This list wouldn't be complete without a top 10 appearance from the lady in his life. She'd rather be locked up abroad than have sex with him. At number 4, Lynette Carolla.
Where'd she come in last year?
Very high.
Former ranking.
Top five. Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably have the information handy.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll figure it out.
We don't know if he's a top or a bottom, but we do know he'd rather be at the bottom of a lake than have sex with Adam. Number 3 is Anderson Cooper.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm telling you, Rachel Maddow and Anderson Cooper are sort of the same person. Yeah. They have the exact... swap the hair out.
Get some glasses.
Put some glasses on them. We could do it. Go ahead.
By the way, handsome. Lynette Carolla was number 3 in 2018.
Oh. Just drop it. Tell her to talk to her publicist.
We were hoping to avoid the drama, but fuck it. Allison Rosen is number 2.
Oh, yeah. We should ask her. Are we on the phone?
Which brings us to our new champion.
Oh, this is exciting.
Moving up from the number 2 spot last year to claim the crown of women who'd be disgusted to have sex with Adam, we would expect her to weep openly with her daughter.
Yes!
And then do a podcast about it. Yes! At number 1, she's the boss, Alyssa Milano.
Wow. Congratulations, yeah. Alyssa.
Well earned, well deserved.
She fights for everybody, I've learned from listening to her podcast.
She fights for everybody?
Everybody.
Wow.
Everybody.
Is she going to show up to accept her award like when Sandra Bullock accepted her Razzie?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she should.
She should. Can we get her on the show?
I got to say, fighting for everyone all the time is kind of a full-time gig.
Hell yeah, it is high exhausting.
Yeah, so.
Well, you know, maybe next time Tony Danza is in studio, he can accept on her behalf.
Well, yeah. Accepting for Alyssa Milano is Megan Rapinoe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and then also, if you fight...
Wow.
If you fight for everyone all the time, you can't take time off to accept awards because what would become of those people?
Yeah.
What about the marginalized people?
No, they're still on the hook.
She's got to save all of them. Yeah. And if she doesn't, she takes a day off. They're screwed.
People suffer.
People suffer. People die.
So you're saying she's not going to show up to accept?
Probably not. No, what I'm saying is I wouldn't want her to because what would happen to all the marginalized people that she fights with and for, that she fights for on a daily and hourly basis.
She can't spare that hour.
Cannot spare for the marginalized people.
For the good of the
Let's say if you're, I don't know, lesbian or brown or something, what would happen to you? How could you make it home from work without Alyssa Milano fighting for you? Because she's a hero.
I thought about that.
Well, hopefully Tony can weigh in soon.
Okay. All right.
Fighting for everybody.
She's fighting for everybody.
Wow.
That's what she mentioned that on her podcast.
That's a big demographic.
I had a person who was good at math bring up to me, if she's fighting for everyone, then who's she fighting against?
Well,
because she said everyone.
It's just like a lazy Susan. Tomorrow she'll fight for them.
I see.
That reminds me of another great line from The Office where they're all doing toasts, meaningless toasts, and Ryan, the temp, goes, to the troops. Everyone goes to the troops. He goes, on both sides.
Lazy Susan, worst porn name ever. Yeah.
That series didn't go anywhere.
How was your blowjob from Lazy Susan?
As expected.
Ho hum.
Took forever.
Give it a five.
Heart wasn't in it.
She fell asleep halfway into it.
Come up to wake her up.
She was late.
Poking her.
All right, let's take a last break and we'll come back and do the news right after this.
ACS fans, get it on. The Corolla Drinks newsletter is underway at CorollaNewsletter.com.
Every week we'll bring you inside the hallowed halls of ACS with behind-the-scenes stories from Adam, the lackeys, co-hosts, and ACS regulars. We'll also bring you exclusive video from Adam that you can't see anywhere else, deals you can't get anywhere else, guest updates, and highlights from the week that was ACS. Sign up today for a Corolla Drinks deal that should see you stocked with all the booze you'll need until 2020 or the upcoming apocalypse, whichever comes first. So head to CorollaNewsletter.com today and get ready because every week, the Ace Man will be right there in your inbox.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
Well, some new Harvey Weinstein news. He has reached a tentative $25 million settlement with dozens of his alleged victims, according to TMZ. So according to the deal, Weinstein will not be required to admit any wrongdoing or pay anything to his accusers himself. Insurance companies representing the Weinstein company will make those payments. The accusers whose allegations included sexual harassment and rape will share the payout.
Insurance company?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not a big payout. 18 of them will split $6.2 million, while $18.5 million will be set aside for those in a class action case and future climates, assuming that more people will come forward.
It's this.
What are the chances of that?
No, zero.
it's kind of my, like, we have this such a weird sort of system legally, you know, like Aaron Andrews gets $35 million bucks for being filmed, not knowing it.
Right.
Like, she didn't even know she was violated when she was being violated. So she's filmed through the peephole, the Holiday Inn door. And she's like, that's good for $35 million. And if you talk to Mark Garagos and you hear about some guy getting shot, you know, by that popo, you know, on his front lawn. And I go, like, he was unarmed. He was coming home from work. The cops got a call. They thought it was a prowler. He reached for a burrito. They thought it was a gun. And I'll go, like, how much is that worth, Mark? And he's like, $300,000 to $350,000, probably.
Wow.
I'm like, he's dead. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Earning
but
potential.
He was like a janitor, you know, like, yeah, but she's hot. She was in front of a door, like $35 million. Like, so she was violated, but not physically touched. And she gets 35. And then these chicks can they get 1-1 each or 1-2 or whatever. They whack it up for being physically violated. It's just a weird.
Yeah.
And then the other guy's dead.
Yeah.
His survivor. He's got three kids.
It's a sliding scale,
he got $300,000.
But it's a scale that slides ambiguously or arbitrarily.
Right.
Arbitrarily.
Yeah. Well, right. And, you know, like, because I remember Mark talking about earning potential at one point. And then same thing with a hospital. If there's a, you know, a wrongful death, well, it depends how old the person was. How many more good earning years did they have?
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And it also just kind of depends who has money. Like, who can cut these checks.
Right.
When's he going to settle up with American Standard?
That's a very good
question. He's damaged.
Plenty of potted plants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Major League Baseball, surprised Chet didn't know about this.
Now, brother. Well, you know, my monkey testosterone kicked in a little early last night and I slept.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. You'll probably have something to say about it. Major League Baseball and its players union have agreed to a new drug policy that will include opioid testing, but will not punish players for using marijuana. This comes 5 months after LA Angels pitchers Tyler Skaggs died in a Texas hotel room with two opioids in his system. So the policy will likely be officially announced this week and will start next season. Under the new plan, players who test positive for opioids are expected to get treatment. They won't face suspension. Previously, Major League Baseball players hadn't been tested for opioids or weed if there wasn't reasonable cause. But now everyone's getting tested and you go to treatment instead of, you know, fined and suspended.
So weed stays in your system, whereas like cocaine doesn't. The pot will stay in for a long time. Coke is like in and out. So
noted.
Coke you can do and pot you can't. But also, my only thing was in terms of athletes is like performance enhancing.
Yeah.
If it's not enhancing your performance, then I'm not really interested. I remember a boxer got stripped of his title many years ago because tested positive for weed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that is
not a
performance enhancing drug. Yeah. I don't care. And also, these guys, they have like pain management and stuff like that, especially like NFL guys and stuff like that. If they want to eat an edible or do some weed or whatever, that is their goddamn business.
Yeah. These days, CBD commercials are on network television.
If they tested for beef eaters, the Yankees would have zero world championships.
Wow. I
mean, Mickey Mantle hammered the entire time out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, just going back a story, I don't know if you guys saw this picture, but did you see
Chris Areola stripped of a victory? And it's an unfortunate name for a guy.
Areola?
Who has to perform his job with his shirt off.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. You know what I mean? Areola is tough if you're a mechanic, but if you have to do a shirt off job and your last name's
even the guy in the fourth row is going, I don't see the deal. What's the deal?
Jeffrey Gunt.
Chris Areola is a Hispanic heavyweight. He was like before the last Hispanic heavyweight.
Almost no Areola.
He was like the one guy who sort of had a chance at being the first Hispanic heavyweight title holder. Mm-hmm. He never really made it to that area.
Hey, you think he likes biblical tattoos?
He's got a lot of biblical tattoos.
What did you say his name was? Chris Areola, but he has Alex on his trunks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Had to borrow those from his brother, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this picture going back a couple stories, but did you see Weinstein sort of shuffle in with his walker? Do you think that was a sympathy plea or what's going on?
Jimmy the Jaw or whatever. What is that mobster who had to pretend pajamas?
Yeah.
What did they call him? Jimmy the...
I forget. Not Jimmy the Gent. That was...
Something the Jaw.
Goodfellas.
Vincent the Chin.
The Chin.
The Chin.
Jimmy Gentleman is one of Kimmel's best buddies from back in the day. And one of the most awesome named guys ever, Jimmy Gentleman.
Yeah,
Jimmy Gentleman.
Yeah,
the guy's name, and he's a perfect gentleman.
Like his given name.
Just given
no
name.
Shit. No.
Yeah,
wow,
Jimmy Gentleman. Yeah, he's in Vegas working. I don't know. This sweet guy. Talk to him. Anyway.
I have a friend whose last name is Good Friend.
Oh, that's
and
good.
And they're delightful. Mm. Everybody likes him.
Just live up to that.
Is this someone who wants a bone?
No, there's a gentleman.
Oh.
The gentleman who wants a bone?
You can't bone a gentleman?
He may.
So Weinstein is doing the crazy mob boss in his pajamas shuffling off with the thing.
Didn't Suge Knight kind of do that too? Everybody, or was that legit?
I pulled that off for months.
That's right.
The walker.
Everybody does some version. I mean, they if you're the dude who's accused of, you know, rape or whatever, they put you in the cardigan.
Oh, dude.
You know, like, what would
the Menendez brothers in the iconic sweaters.
Yeah, like, what would Mr. Rogers wear?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the dress you as Mr. Rogers. Like, they don't put you in a top hat and tails. You know?
I always love the tennis ball on the walkers, too, because this is the sporting equipment that can go single-handedly faster than anything on Earth. A tennis ball can be launched at 200 miles an hour.
Right.
And now it's just scuffing along the bottom of some moron's walker that he's trying to fake it.
I told you when I used to work at Hugo Boss a million years ago, there would be men. There was a handful of times that someone would come in and say, I need a suit. And I'd say, no problem. What are you looking for? And I've heard before something that makes me look innocent.
Right.
And so that became I always went with navy blue. I thought, not a black suit for this. That's not the way to go.
Yeah.
So the daughter of, speaking of which, the daughter of Felicity Huffman has been accepted to a very elite college. This time.
The notion that we know so much about this non-entity, this zero fucking burger.
Strap in for this crazy update. Georgia Macy received an early acceptance letter to Vassar. Georgia Macy changed her Instagram bio to Vassar 2024. So Georgia's big sister needed assistance on standardized tests. Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty to paying a proctor $15,000 to alter Sophie Macy's test scores. Her SAT score improved by several hundred points, but it's so crazy because it's 15,000.
Do we know who the proctor is?
No, I mean, I don't know. There's multiple, right? It's not just the one guy.
You look him up at proctorologist.
Jesus Christ.
Taking a gamble. That's a proctor gamble right there.
I could be wrong, but I thought there's more than one proctor.
Work that into a sponsorship. Proctor gamble. You're going to pay someone to
work.
Push kids through your school, you're taking
sometimes
a gamble.
Jokes don't work.
He's writing it down right now.
Dr. Gamble.
I just want to know, like,
maybe
I'd like
your
to
kid
do
gets in, maybe he doesn't.
I'd like to do a little
Dr. Gamble.
A little A and B, which is picture of daughter, you're trying to get into prestigious school. Picture of person who actually took the test and just see if America would be 100% or 110% on picking them out. Asian with crazy part in his hair. Just insane part.
Yeah, that's very good.
I bet we could do that. I bet our batting average would be through the goddamn roof on that.
That's incredible.
Olivia Newton-John got her grease jacket back, the one she auctioned. So the anonymous Australian benefactor who bought the iconic jacket during last month's bidding that benefited her Melbourne-based cancer treatment center returned it to her. The buyer says it should not sit in a billionaire's closet for country club bragging rights.
You know what my move is?
What a country club was bragging about that. Guess what I got? Nice Porsche.
A
guess
birdie
what I got?
On 17?
He'll never know.
When I do my move, you know, where I drag my hand, back of my hand down your cheek and talk about what we could have been together.
Yeah.
When I do the move with the celebrity, it's getting a little long in the tooth, and I then buy their outfit
iconic
online from when they were in their prime. Yeah. When I give it back to them, when I present it to them, I hand it to them, and they take it, and I give it a little tug back my way. That's what sends the message.
That's loud and clear.
I don't let go. I just pull it a little back toward my chest, and now they understand what is going on.
Right, you know? And why.
Before, you just thought I was a fan who was magnanimous,
right,
but when you feel just that little tug.
Cue the Toto song.
That's right.
We're done with this scene.
Now we know.
Yeah, Now I hope
you
that didn't happen.
You know what I had
her.
In the back. You know what I was doing the whole time. It's just a slight. You just hang on to it a little bit. And you just pull it get just tug of
message, message sent.
Yeah. Message sent.
Olivia calls it the most incredibly generous thing that could have happened.
No,
she's
he didn't
so
do
grateful.
The tug.
No.
And she's blown away.
She's what?
Now remember, the jacket sold for $243,000. And there's no word on whether she's planning on selling it again, which I think would be incredibly uncouth.
Crass.
Yeah. Yeah. Day class A.
Well, she
gauche.
She can't be rolling in dough, or can
well,
she?
Oh, no, she has money. Yeah,
but there's cancer kids out there going, let her sell it again.
That's yeah. right. It was all for charity.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you don't know. It's like, did she own the publishing rights? Right. Did she sign away the publishing rights? You get the feeling she didn't write those songs.
She feel like Xanadu?
We'd have to look up the writing credits. She sold records when selling records meant something. She was
right.
She was.
Huge. She definitely sold a
physical?
Bunch of records.
That's what we need to know.
But she had, there had to be some Jewish guy writing all that, or some chick with a
also,
short haircut, right?
She's still in Australia. No, right?
I think the days of the Sherman Brothers locked in a room,
are they done?
Writing
the
killer hits.
She is still in Australia, over. Like low overhead, right? She's not like, you know, living in Maldives.
Listen. First off, this notion.
So she didn't make as much as
no. I'm saying she didn't spend as much.
I'm saying it's like
overhead.
You know, Mike Tyson's made $500 million, and then
he was living
didn't
in,
have a penny. Yeah. But I don't know.
Living large.
I don't know what rules I have for whether someone has money or not anymore, because people squander fortunes and they don't. But I would assume she had some money. Everywhere online says her net worth is worth $40 million.
Damn.
So
there you go.
Why didn't she? Anyway, she sold an estimated 100 million records worldwide.
Whoa. Damn. Back when that meant something.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's 40 cents a record. That's not very good.
I wonder if she
shafted.
Did she write those songs?
She didn't write Physical.
No, that was just trumped up, whatever. All right.
Wait, what songs are you referring to? Like something from Greece?
Well, I did the toolbox. I did one for the toolbox a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I know she didn't write that one.
Yeah,
that song's awesome.
She had her own hits outside of... Outside of the musical
there
stuff.
There was an Australian songwriter that she did a lot of his stuff.
Yeah, there's like Xanadu. She probably didn't write that. Grease, obviously not. Then Physical, she didn't write. Mm-hmm. And then Night, Miss Dragon. With a Little My Love. Little My Love, what's that called? Stop. Oh, God, I love that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not the rabbit hole I thought we'd be in.
Yeah.
You never know. That's why you have to show
little
up.
Little More Love. Little More Love.
That's
I think
why they play the game.
Something like that. Anyway. Sorry.
Well, this is one way to handle a problem. Very interested in what you guys think. During a city council meeting this week, Oakland, California's city council president, Rebecca Kaplan, broached the idea of using a cruise ship to house up to 1,000 homeless people. She noted that cruise ships have
been the first step towards Snowpiercer.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Have been used for emergency housing after natural disasters and for extra housing at even the Olympics. Kaplan told the Chronicle she plans to present a proposal to the council in January that will be at no or low cost to the city, because residents of the cruise ship would pay for their room and board based on income. Meanwhile, the city would not buy the cruise ship.
How is it that they would pay, though? Is that one really going to work? Like, it's not going to cost the city anything, really? How's that going to work? The people that are hooked on drugs and don't have a job.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Be the captain of the ship, or the
you have to stop?
I got to work the ship.
Yeah, boatswain's mate, first mate.
Yeah, maybe
Isaac.
It's like
what
like
are the jobs
on the water?
I don't think these people have income other than sort of panhandling.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Well, they're also. She also thinks she can get a company to provide a ship, so that would be a huge expense.
Here's the deal. As I was thinking about this, I was doing an interview. When I was driving in to have this meeting with the Seinfeld guys. And, you know, the person said, like, oh, we were talking about no safe spaces. And they were talking about, oh, Evergreen State. And a whole liberal professor got all surrounded by the angry mob. These are kids and they're angry. And I said, I don't blame the kids. They're 19. They're just angry and pushing against something, and there's no Vietnam War to push against, so they're going to find something that's a non-issue and push against it, no matter what it is. They're like when a dog gets a chew toy and starts pulling one direction, and you're holding the other end of that little rope chew toy, you can spin 360 degrees five times around. They're just pulling. They're not really
Right.
They don't have a direction.
They don't care where they end up.
They don't want to end up anywhere. They just, they're pulling. They're doing what a dog does. They're doing what the 19-year-olds do. And it's the faculty, and it's the administration, and it's the dean and the president, whatever. These are the people who should be calling the cops, who are in charge, who these are the people who are caving. And I said, it's no different than homeless. There's going to be homeless. Homeless are people who will do as much as they can do, especially in a town. They'll go to the best place and they'll live there for free if you permit them to do that. There's a lot. You take Los Angeles. There's plenty of space out in Pacoima and Sunland and Sun Valley to crash if you want. But it's a dangerous, dicey, dirty,
hot
piece of shit territory. And Adam Schiff, by the way, when he's done with this impeachment thing, needs to get back to Sunland and Sun Valley. That is his turf, as Pasadena and everywhere else, and Glendale as well. But they end up in Santa Monica. Because it's in Venice. Venice, it's nicer. It's by
beautiful
the ocean. And a house in Venice costs $3 million, and a house in Pacoima costs $310,000. Like, it is literally 10 times as much. So as long as they're 11 miles apart, where would you live for free?
Venice.
The safer place that had nicer houses and less crime. And they're just going to do what they do. They're going to be in San Francisco. They're not going to be in Pahrump. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's no whatever.
Mall.
It's a bunch of dirt.
It's hard to spell.
You got Heidi Fleiss in her macaws. You'll be attacked. You know what it's like being attacked by a macaw when you're asleep?
Unpleasant.
It's brutal.
Wow.
Believe you me.
I don't want anything to do with her.
I would be triggered if I got into the full story. But the night I bivouacked at Heidi Fleiss's house is something I'll get into on a later podcast. So they will essentially do what they will do. Now, and a lot of them are, you know, schizophrenic and drug acts and stuff like that. We need to be the parents. As long as we, the mayor and the city council and stuff, as long as we're not being parents, they're going to do what they're going to do on college campuses. 19-year-olds are going to do what they're going to do, and homeless people are going to do what they do. And if you don't believe me, how many homeless people were there 2 years ago versus today? Like, when you just drive around,
there's
just more. There is no, you just let it go. It's more. It's herpes. You have to treat it, or it just spreads. That's the way it works. And you have to make uncomfortable decisions that make you the man, whether you're running the college. I'm calling the cops, young teens. They are going to spread you out by hook or by crook. And you have to do the same thing as the mayor and the city council or whatever. The boat is pretty much going to lead to another boat and then lead to another boat. That's how it works. They'll go where the getting's good. I mean, people who are involved with this, it's like, well, there's more crime. There's more break-ins around the Christmas season. Like, why? Because there's a bunch of stuff laying around and people go out of town. There's a certain percentage of our population that is just going to kind of go where it's easiest to go and do where it's easiest to do. That's how it works. Yeah. We've got to start implementing something. Yes.
The whole thing works. It's at capacity. Then about 3 a.m., someone comes along and just undoes the knot.
Yeah. Does the champagne against the bottom and
it just,
sets
and it
sail.
Just gently floats
sets
out to sea.
Sets them adrift. Give them a Viking funeral. Takes a single flare gun. Fires in slow motion. One arcing shot.
One majestic arc.
By the way, I'm now going to include flare guns with quicksand in terms of things that I thought I would be running into a lot as an adult. Like, when I was a kid, there were two movies. There was one where someone got stuck in
quicksand
and then someone where someone had to use a flare gun to ignite something or shoot it into a chest of a villain or something.
Right.
There was flare guns being used quite liberally.
They were ubiquitous.
Yes. They were ubiquitous. Yeah. I haven't seen one in 23 years on TV.
All the flare gun shops are out of business.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Big flare?
Yeah, big
flare. They're out. Thank God I've moved a lot of my
flare
stock.
Flare up? Is that a gay bar?
Flare up? The flare up. Worst name for a gay bar ever. Second only to my Mr. Fister. All right, Gene, let's do one more.
Okay. Oh, well, then hold on, because I love this story. So one woman is now having the last laugh after discovering that her former boyfriend, was cheating on her. And this is how she found out. His physical activity levels mysteriously spiked on his Fitbit that they had synced together. So last week, NFL Network reporter
Speaking of sync, I got to take care of some business in a minute. Jesus. So let's bring this
I guess it is your warehouse.
Honey, you did a lot of thrusting the afternoon, last afternoon.
That's right. Jane Slater replied to a fellow correspondent's tweet about the Peloton bike ad and brands, you know, the controversy and everything we've talked about by sharing the story of her former boyfriend's fitness tracker fail. Her shocking admission has gone viral with over 46,000 shares, comments. People are loving this story. So she explained that her ex-boyfriend got her a Fitbit for Christmas and she loved it. She says the couple synced theirs together in order to motivate each other. The reporter said that led the man to being unaccounted for at 4 a.m. when his physical activities spiked through the roof on the app on her Fitbit. Though the 38-year-old reporter said she sobbed uncontrollably when she put this whole thing together, she has since moved on and said it's pretty funny.
So if there's activity, and a lot of activity, I mean, I guess you treat it like your credit card company
sees that you
bought a snowmobile and you live in Nevada and you've never bought a snowmobile before.
We've detected unusual activity.
Unusual, right?
Well, the Fitbit company should send out a warning like the credit card company so the guy can slow down.
Yeah.
Or take it off.
The new option's called the cock block. You can set it on a cock block setting and then that's them contacting the old lady.
Then you take
a
break and you discuss Garrett Cole's contract with the Yankees for a couple of minutes.
We did talk about a story, I don't know if it was this year or last year, about that murder that got solved because of the Fitbit. Because they could tell at that time there was no activity, so their heart had already stopped. So Fitbits are solving crimes right and left.
Yeah. So he would... They didn't live together.
He was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. So
home,
it seems like they may have, but either way, she could not get a hold of him or he was not in bed next to her. Who knows?
Yeah, because you're living together. It's tough to be gone at 4 a.m.
Unless you're going to bar class, right, Brian?
You're rolling the
dice.
Yeah, you're rolling the dice. But lots of activity at 4 a.m. What the hell else is that
going to
that going to be?
Actually, they claimed he was masturbating with the wrist and the thing on the wrist.
The thing
for 45 minutes?
No, I know it's become a theme. But yeah, I think Brian can work an angle here. Now, I don't know that it's like a self-winding watch. I don't think it's all about the jack move. But by the way, you know how I have the guy, remember I said I told the guy breaks in my loafers and now walks my dog?
Right.
I do the same move, the self-winding watch.
Oh, you do?
Spank session. I'll just go throw it on. Just
makes sense.
Because I'm efficient.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this is
so efficient.
This is more just calories burnt, right?
Yeah.
It's not that movement, but I think an argument, if I were him, I would say 4 a.m., totally alone, just me and a bottle of Jack Daniels. And I was thinking of you.
I had way too much.
Way too much to drink. And
I should have left
it
alone.
I was determined.
Yeah, you would get on my mind.
I pulled a calf muscle. I went down. A little pause in the middle. That's me writhing in pain.
Wow.
Rubbing my calf.
Yes,
I pulled a cramp.
There may be a way you could turn it around. You could say, I didn't want to tell you this, but I was building the gazebo in which I thought we could get married, but you apparently need to know everything that I'm doing.
Oh, by all means, lead me to the gazebo.
Yeah.
Well, I'll draw
there
plans.
Well, bango, all you got to do is buy one.
Yeah.
They build them. They're right at Home Depot. They keep them out there by the insecticide.
Look, a lot of it, I clad it in knotty pine. A lot of those knot holes are very inviting.
That's right.
And so if this is what you're picking up.
It's winking right at me.
Yeah, I don't. If you said I was alone, I was drunk, I was thinking of you at 4 a.m., and I was having trouble, I think most guys can identify with the I drank a little too much, but I'm also super determined.
Question. Have you ever had that happen to you and had the physical end result be as telling as having like crazy sex with somebody? Are you dripping wet? Are you heaving?
Well, is there a
crime?
Thing on the Fitbit that says it's crazy sex?
I mean, it's spiked. It's spiked.
I've had whiskey hand.
You're not going to spike when you're
He could be changing a tire.
Whiskey wrist.
I've had a few bouts of whiskey wrist, and it can happen. You go to a strip club, you see a lot of chicks shaking their money makers.
Your whiskey wrist.
Some guys buying shots of Jaeger for everybody. Sure. You get home with the, you know, your intent is strong, you know, but
the goal is there.
Yeah,
the will is there.
The will is there, man. You got a spank bank loaded up, but you also got too many Jaeger bombs in you. Yeah. But you're not going to bed before you take care of this business. Look, I'm not a jack-off lawyer.
But if I was.
Just say lawyer.
I feel like I could make a case.
Okay.
If you gave me a little Garagus, this be a layup for him to do this shit in his sleep.
Well, I wonder what that's worth on the price scale.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm.
So, Maxipata, do we know, like, does the Fitbit just shows prolonged activity for a long period of time?
I had a Fitbit for a while, a long time ago, and it showed heart rate, steps, things of that nature. So it does kind of break it down into, you know, a little more granular than just...
Wow, that was wild sex if he's got 57 staircases.
Yeah, it would be heart rate.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
He's having a nightmare in his car.
Yeah, exactly.
Alone.
There's got to be some butt dials.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the whole story.
People are
going to
get butt. You can't cheat. You can't bribe cops. You can't
do anything anymore.
It's not worth being rich.
You can't do anything anymore.
It's not worth it. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. I got to peel one out now.
Oh. Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Geico. Everyone wants to save money on their auto insurance. Why not go with Geico? And that's geico.com. Just go there. Spend about 15 minutes. Could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. You take that extra money and you put it in your pocket. That's Geico. Geico.com. See just how much you could be saving on your auto insurance at Geico.com. Well, Shelby American is trending on Netflix, so check that out. And then get yourself a Blu-ray, because we got a bunch of extras on there at Chassis, chassy.com, and 24-Hour Wars up there, too. And you can pre-order Uppity, which we're now finally going to deliver very soon. We're getting fixing to send out Uppity, so we got lots of material over there. Check out the newsletter, Corolla Newsletter. Sign up at adamcarolla.com. Last with Paul Bryan, just $4.99. Gets you 2.5 hours of material.
Featured.
Cesario's on
Mr.
there.
Mr. Jeff Cesario.
That's right. Hilarious.
Look out
Thank
for his comedy
Still,
album.
I'm going to use my guy.
Coming out soon, and you can come out and plug that as soon as that's ready to launch. No Safe Spaces, if you like, at nosafespaces.com, and Crank Yankers up and running as well. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Jeff Cesario and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
PTS Dick.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get tickets for everything like the Ace Man this weekend in Oxnard at Levity Live at adamcarolla.com.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501, it is the best. It is Pluto TV.